Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today. And as we head through the month of December, we're talking about how to boost our Christmas sales. As you know, December is the month in which we have Christmas on December 25th. And, gee, I don't know if you're all celebrating Constitution Day this year. They were having some debate about holidays last year. And so I don't really know if any of you have Christmas off or not. We should probably do some research. But in any case, if you are in the United States or other Western countries, you, of course, are preparing for Christmas. Everybody has the day off then. And people buy gifts for each other to open on Christmas Day or on Christmas Eve. So if you're running a department store or some kind of retail store or whatever, you want to increase your sales during this time of year.
Yeah, you'll find a lot of good sales that go on around this time. In America, at least, the stores are packed, especially that last week before Christmas. People, you know, sometimes don't have a lot of time, so they wait and wait and wait and then have to shop last minute. I try to avoid the stores that last week because there are just so many people. But there are some good deals if you keep your eyes open. And we're going to be talking about promotions and discounts and how some of these retail stores announce some of their promotions or big sales. We're going to have a conversation between Marty, who is a guy, and Julie, who is a girl. We're going to go through this, and then we have some extra dialogues today and a discussion question as well, so stay tuned.
Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, the boss asked us to come up with some promotional activities we can run during the build-up to Christmas.
If you ask me, we've left it a bit late. Most of our competitors started their Christmas sales promotions in November.
True, but better late than never. We'll just have to make our deals even better than our rivals. Does either of you have any good ideas?
Well, we certainly need to offer discounts on pretty much all of our products. But how about offering a big discount on one different brand every day?
We could turn it into a big event, like opening an early Christmas gift. We could announce that at 8 a.m. every day, we'll have a 12-hour discount on a particular brand. Then, our website can show a graphic of a gift opening to reveal the brand.
Great idea! We can feature it on all of our social media platforms as well, and promote the gift opening in advance.
We could give it a 12 Days of Christmas theme and use ideas from the Christmas Carol in the videos.
Since we've got the email addresses of everyone who's bought things from our website, we can contact them and let them know about the campaign.
Another thing we could do is hold a Midnight Madness shopping event where we offer big discounts on everything from midnight till 1 a.m. I'm sure people would participate in it.
Okay, everybody, let's discuss the contents of our lesson. We're talking about boosting our Christmas sales, okay? So in the title here, we have the word boost as a verb, boosting our Christmas sales, to boost with an ing on there. That means to increase or to raise up, to make it go higher. And, of course, if you're a department store or some kind of retail store, you want to increase your sales during the Christmas season. So they're trying to figure out a way to increase or boost their sales of products during the Christmas season. And they're having some sort of meeting here. Marty must be some kind of manager or something. So he says, good morning, everyone. Yesterday, the boss asked us to come up with some promotional activities we can run during the build-up to Christmas. Okay, so the boss asked him to come up with some promotional activities. If you come up with something, that means you create something, you use your imagination and think of something, you come up with some ideas, you have have some ideas, you create some ideas for some promotional activities, some kinds of ways to attract people into the store to spend their hard-earned dollars on Christmas presents.
Right. Notice we're using that verb run. So you run promotions or you run promotional activities. So what are they going to do? Well, they've got to come up with some ideas that people will like and be excited about, these promotional activities that they can run or have during the build-up to Christmas. The build-up to Christmas is just a build-up we use to talk about the excitement that just keeps gaining momentum. You get more and more excited before a big event like Chinese New Year. You know, as it gets closer, people get more excited. Well, in America or other Western countries, of course, our big holiday is Christmas, and so there's a lot of build-up to Christmas. So they're trying to come up with some pretty fun, cool, and exciting promotions or promotional campaigns that they can run during Christmas.
Right, to attract customers and stuff like that. It could involve window displays, certain kinds of sales. Of course, they're going to have to take out advertisements in newspapers or perhaps online or whatever.
Yeah.
So Julie has an idea here. She says, well, if you ask me, we've left it a bit late. So if you ask me, this is my opinion, okay? I'm going to be honest here. We've left it a bit late. This is kind of tricky here because we have the verb to leave. We left it a bit late, which means we kind of delayed on it. We use the word leave to talk about when we do something. Oh, I have to do this task, but I'm going to leave it until tomorrow. In other words, I'm going to wait until tomorrow to do it. So she says here, we've waited a bit too late. We've left it a bit too late. We should have started doing this earlier.
Yeah, perhaps, she says, most of our competitors started their Christmas sales promotions in November. That's typical. Sometimes you see Christmas sales and their promotional campaigns start in October. It's getting earlier and earlier now. Your competitors are people that you're competing against in some sort of competition or some sort of, something where someone needs to win. Your competitors in business are the people that you're trying to beat because you want higher sales figures than they have. Two competitors in the car business might be Ford and Honda or Ford and Chevrolet in America. They compete against each other. They want customers to come to them instead of their competitors.
Right. And the competition, of course, is everybody else who is competing against you. But if you're talking about one specific person, then that's your competitor. Mm. And so they've got different competitors, different retail stores. They began their Christmas sales promotions in November. So earlier in this conversation, Marty said promotional. Mm. That's the adjective. But here we have the word promotion. And as a noun, in this particular case, it means it's some kind of activity that encourages people to spend more money to buy their products and stuff like that. A promotion could also mean getting a different position in your company, a higher position with better pay. That's a promotion. But in this particular case, the promotion talks about sales campaigns that are designed to increase business.
Right. So a lot of their competitors actually started their promotions in November is what Julie's saying. So Marty says, true, but better late than never. This is an idiom we use, a way to express, you know, we didn't do it at the right time, but, you know, it's better to start now than not do it at all. So better late than never. So sometimes people start too late saving for their retirement. But you can say, well, better late than never. At least start in your 50s instead of not saving anything until you retire. So better late than never. We'll just have to make our deals even better than our rivals. Your rival, of course, is a competitor as well. It's just a different way to say that. We use rivals a lot when we're talking about sports. Of course. My favorite example, of course, is the Red Sox and the Yankees. They're rivals. They're the team that they want to beat the most. The Red Sox want to beat the Yankees the most, and the Yankees want to beat the Red Sox more than any other team. So they're rivals.
You mean they don't want to beat the Baltimore Orioles badly?
They
My
don't
goodness.
Care. No, we don't care.
Don't care about them. Yeah. But in any case, yeah, these are rivals here. So these would be other department stores, other stores, and stuff like that. They probably also have to consider consider rivals online like Amazon.com.
Sure.
It's getting very difficult to compete with them because so many people are buying things online instead of going to the brick and mortar stores that are traditional stores that still are around, but they're suffering here because of online sales. But that's another topic here. We're talking about different kinds of sales promotions here. So yes, they're going to make their deals even better than their rivals' deals. And here, Marty has a question. Does either one of you have any good ideas? Do you have any suggestions on some promotions that we can have that are better than our rivals' promotions? And we can use these promotions to get people in our store to spend their money.
Yeah, that's really important. So Annie, this is another girl, she says we certainly need to offer discounts. A discount is when you have a reduction in the original price. It's nice to go into a store and you're looking around and you've already picked something out and then you discover, oh, there's a discount on this. So maybe it was 1,000 NT dollars at its original price, but it was a discounted 10%, so now it's 900 NT dollars.
Ooh.
That's kind of fun to find out. She says we need to offer discounts on pretty much all of our products. Pretty much is kind of a casual way to say on everything. Pretty much all just means almost everything. But how about offering a big discount on one different brand every day? So you would focus on one different brand on a product. For example, you might have a sale. If you're a telephone company, say you're selling telephones and service to those phones, you might one day have a discount or promotional activity on Samsung, and then the next day have it on iPhones, things like that.
Okay, or maybe appliances. One day you're going to offer discounts on all Datong products, for example, and the next day on Sanyo or whatever.
Sure.
So, yes, indeed, that's her suggestion, offering big discounts on different brands every day. Julie has another suggestion. She says we could turn it into a big event, like opening an early Christmas gift. So we're not really quite sure exactly what she means by this, but make it into a even bigger event, which could attract people. You might have an MC or something hosting some kind of ceremony and some kind of activity, maybe bring in a celebrity or something like that. And it's going to be like opening an early Christmas gift.
Cool.
She gets more specific here. She says we could announce that at 8 a.m. every day, we'll have a 12-hour discount on a particular brand. So they will announce that in the store at 8 in the morning or perhaps outside the store with some kind of poster or something. They will announce this at 8 o'clock a.m. every day. So here the verb to announce just means that you make some information known to the public either by using printed materials or you can actually say it in person just by talking to someone or announce it on the radio or through a microphone.
Yeah, so you get the word out when you make an announcement. That's the noun form of the verb to announce. So they have this idea to announce at 8 o'clock every day that they're going to have a 12-hour discount on whatever brand they've chosen. Then, Julie says, our website can show a graphic of a gift opening to reveal the brand. A graphic here just means some animation. Maybe someone does it on a computer, and what they're seeing is just a gift opening up, and it reveals or shows the brand that's going to have that special discount for the 12-hour sale they're having. It's kind of a fun idea. Annie thinks it's great. It's a great idea. She says we can feature or highlight this on all of our social media platforms. A social media platform would include a platform like Twitter or Facebook, or what are some? Instagram would be a good one too, because people are advertising on Instagram now. So these are some of the things that they're brainstorming or coming up with in this meeting. She says, Annie says they can promote the gift opening in advance. So they would come up with some sort of advertisement or commercial where they would tell people, hey, tune in at 8 a.m. to see our big brand promotional. What's going to be on discount for those 12 hours that you can come in and buy at a reduced or discount price? Some sort of product that they're advertising here. In advance means before something else happens. Maybe you found out about a concert in advance, and so you're able to buy tickets to it where other people waited too long. They didn't hear in advance, and they were sold out. So in advance, you might want to actually I don't know, start doing a report that's due before your other classmates. You're starting it in advance of other people.
You could also say ahead of time,
yep.
In advance, etc. I had another word at the top of my head there, but I forgot what it was. But basically, yes, it means beforehand, in advance, etc. We'll let you know what the gift is. And Julie also has another suggestion. She says we could give it a 12 days of Christmas theme,
yeah.
And use ideas from the Christmas Carol in the videos. And she's referring specifically to a Christmas Carol, the 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. And then it goes on and counts out different things. I can't remember what they are. But in any case, yes, she thinks that they could have a different theme every day. So one day it would be a partridge, which is a kind of bird, in a pear tree. That would be cool here in Taiwan because there are a lot of pear trees at Lishan, you know, pear mountain
there.
So that might be some interesting kind of promotion there. Have that bird in a tree on one day. And then what are the nine ladies dancing? Dancing, six swans are swimming.
Five drummers drumming. What's the drummer drumming? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'd have to actually look at the lyrics to the song.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. But in any case, she's making that suggestion from that Christmas carol, which is usually a song that is sung during the Christmas season. I suppose there are different kinds of carols out there, but when I see the word carol, I always think of Christmas carol, just basically songs that you hear during the Christmas season. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, let's go for a sleigh ride together with you, etc. Those are all Christmas carols.
Yeah, and we actually don't use that word except for the Christmas songs that we're familiar with. Christmas carols, that's an interesting... Sometimes I look at some of this and I think, why do we use carol? It's probably an old-fashioned word that came from a long time ago. It actually means a religious folk song or popular hymn. Hymns are songs we sing in church, and when Christmas first started out, of course, we didn't have Santa so much. We had more songs about the birth of Jesus, which is what Christmas is about. So Marty says, since we've got the email addresses of everyone who's bought things from our website, I bet they have mine too, because I buy a lot online. He says we can contact them and let them know about the campaign. We've talked about these promotions. Another word for that would be a campaign. Advertising campaign. We can actually put promotion and campaign together, promotional campaign. So a campaign is a series of activities that you do in order to maybe promote something, to achieve a goal. We have political campaigns where people do particular things to get elected. Here it's an advertising campaign or promotional campaign to let people know how they can buy products at a discounted price.
They can send out all those junk emails again. And Annie has another suggestion. She says another thing we could do is hold a Midnight Madness shopping event. These are common Midnight Madness sales, basically deep in the night, late at night, at midnight, basically. And this is where we offer big discounts on everything from midnight till 1 a.m. So if you come in really, really late, if you're a night owl, if you're burning the midnight oil, you can come in and get some great discounts after midnight, for 1 hour from midnight until 1 a.m., she says, I'm sure people would participate in it. Yes, people who work until 11 at night might be attracted to come over there to midnight and get some special deals and have some Christmas presents ready for the kids on Christmas morning.
Yeah, a lot of parents are willing to do those Midnight Madness deals and go shopping at that point. I'm not. I always stay in bed. Okay, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是多益的文章。好，今天的主题谈的是圣诞节，要怎么样促销，怎么样提高销售额。好，提高销售额，这个提高，这个动词 boost 这个字，我们也可以用别的字来取代，比如说 improve。那我们来看对话内容，他就说到，好，老板呢，要大家来想一想，怎么样办促销活动。那我们知道要你想一想，要想什么点子，这个片语就是 come up with。 A person comes up with an idea 就是表示他想到什么点子。那 Julie 呢，他就说到，如果你问我的话，那说实话我们现在办有一点晚了。 We have left it a bit late. Leave 这个动词过去式是 left。那我们知道 leave 就是有一种表示让什么停留在什么样的状态，所以一般我们用 leave 的时候会注意到它有个句型是 VOC， 就是让事情停留在什么样的状态里。以这边来说 left it a bit late， 换句话就是刚刚讲的真的有点晚了。那很多竞争对手就是你的 rivals， 这些人呢他们其实都很早11月就开始做促销活动了。所以说 Marty 就提到 True, bad, better late than never， 他用了一个我们常听到的英文谚语 Better late than never， 至少我们晚一点做总比不做来的好吧。接下来他就说，反正呢现在我们能够做的就是让我们的价格比竞争对手的价格更好。记得这边提到的是两边的比较，要比对手，不是对手哦，是对手出的价格好。所以这边提到 better than our rivals， 这个 rivals 有 s 后面在一撇，这表示它是一个所有格代名词。换句话说，它讲的不是 rivals， 不是指人，而是什么？而是 rivals deals。 前面的名词讲 our deals， 后面这边是Our rivals deals， 注意到比较的对象是指销售你卖东西的价格。那接下来他就提到 Does either of you have any good ideas? Does either of you， 我们知道 either 这个字它的意思呢其实是两个人当中有没有哪一个，所以说这个用法上不是两者都，而是有没有哪一个，有没有什么好点子。 OK， 好，那接下来呢他就继续说了。 Annie 就提到，我觉得呢一定要 offer discounts on pretty much of all of our products。 这句话的当然重点在 discount， 我们知道 discount 代表折扣，那要注意到的就是用这个字的时候它后面的介系词是 on， 是什么东西要提供折扣， discounts on something， 记得哦 on 这个介系词不要用错。好，那提供折扣的话 Julie 就说了，不妨我们把它变成一个 big event， 做成大活动，就像是提早拆圣诞礼物，然后呢可以说每天早上八点呢就针对某些特定品牌然后做12个小时的折扣。好，这个当然一样的，他又用到 discount， 然后注意到他这边写的on a particular brand， 同样的介系词又出现第二次。那因为这整篇 conversation 的内容就是在谈折扣怎么促销，所以我们再往下还会再继续看到 discount， 但是这次你就知道的确一定是用 on 再加你所要打折的东西。 OK， 再来 Annie 呢当然有继续说他们可以怎么样去到社交媒体上然后去主打这个活动，然后还可以给他下一个什么样的主题，说到是 12 days of Christmas， 圣诞佳节12日，然后呢在影片里面用的就是 Christmas Carol， 也就是圣诞颂歌的构想。好，那再看到后面呢 Marty 他当然他也很同意，然后呢他还给了什么点子，他说到善用这些买过他们东西的这些消费者他们的 email address， 他的邮件信箱，我们既然有了那我们就可以用这个邮件然后呢去设法联系让他们知道我们有什么样的促销活动。好了，注意到这个地方的文法 The email address of everyoneWho's bought， 这个 who's bought 到底这个一撇 s 代表的是什么呢？我们刚刚前面才提到 rivals， R-I-V-A-L-S， 然后一撇，那代表的是所有格代名词，谈的是 rivals deals， 可是这个地方的 who's 那可不一样了，这个是 who has， 也就是一个完成式的H-A-S 跟他的缩写，有买过东西的，有他们的 email， 我们可以进一步做促销。好，最后这边到结尾的地方呢 Annie 就提到他还有什么点子，他说到做一个购物活动叫疯狂午夜，这样子的活动，这样的 event where we offer big discounts on everything， 这个地方的 where 请特别注意，因为 where 它当然是一个所谓的关系副词， where 指的也就是 in this event， 在这个活动当中我们可以怎么样。 OK， 今天的解说就到这边结束，谢谢大家，下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's move on. We've got some extra dialogues. I'll be A in this one. Mm-hmm. What kind of discount can we offer our customers?
Well, I'll have to confirm that with a boss. So if you don't know what kind of discounts or how high or low the discounts are going to be, you have to talk to the boss. Confirm is just to make sure something is correct. Here's the next one. Which brands should feature in the 12 Days of Christmas event?
Data analysis shows these are our 12 most popular brands, so we should go with these. So again, this is 12 Days of Christmas, that Christmas song, so they want to have 12 different things, one for each day. Mm-hmm. And B here suggests that they use 12 different brands, their most popular brands, so let's go with these. Company A on the 12th day, Company B on the 11th, etc., counting down until Christmas, and that is their suggestion there. And here's the final conversation. Is there anything else we could do?
Yeah, well, we could offer free shipping if anyone spends more than a certain amount. So I was picturing this being a brick and mortar store, which is a real store, not an online shopping place. But if you have an online store, you could offer free shipping, which would attract more customers. That always gets my attention. I like free shipping. So here's the discussion question. Tom, I'll ask you first. Do you prefer to do your shopping during sales? Why or why not?
If it's a sale, if it's regular price, it makes no difference to me.
Really?
I need the product, and if it's available, I buy the thing, and I usually want to buy something that I'm going to use for a very long time. Mm. So I don't really care if it's on sale or if it's regular price, because I'm just going to buy it, and I'm not going to need to buy it for another 5 or 6 years, okay?
Yeah.
That's the way I am. I hate shopping. My wife is not that way. Of course, if she sees something on sale, she wants to buy it. Do we need that thing? We're still going to spend the money even if it's on sale. Well, it's on sale. You know, it's like 2 for the price of 1. We have to buy it. Where are you going to put it? Oh, we'll find some place. And then, of course, it will sit there in the house for year after year, and it will never be used.
Yeah, sales can be tempting, but you can also buy things you don't need, as Tom just said. So be careful during sales that you don't think, oh, it's a good price. I'm getting it. But don't waste your money. I've done it a lot of times. Okay, now it's time for us to sign off. We're going to continue talking about Christmas and how retail stores, you know, really focus on promotions during this time. You'll have to join us in our next program. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.